this week, if you were listening to last show, you heard that we are changing the theme each week. To put it simply, it's about how DJ Calavera, myself, and DJ Abracadabra love each other. Al, DJ Abracadabra, is my partner. We are set to be married next year, which we're both very excited about. I spent fall semester in Palestine for 3 months. So DJ Abracadabra and I spoke through Skype, and mostly through songs, and we both used that as a way to stay in touch with each other while she was also in Trinidad for 6 weeks. So these songs were all pretty important to both of us for particular reasons. And anyway, coming up next is Bruce Springsteen, Atlantic City.
Out of state, and the DA can't get no relief.
Postmodern. I am DJ Calavera, and I'm here with my co-partner, DJ Abracadabra. You just heard Red Right Ankle by the Decemberists, and before that was Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen. We're going back and forth this evening before DJ Abracadabra leaves for Peggy Shaw in the Red Barn at 8 p.m. I will also be leaving a few minutes early to go catch that performance, so it's perfect timing after you listen to the show. If you're not going to Hamfest, which you probably went to in fall semester, you can head down to the Red Barn and come see the book launch for Peggy Shaw. The next song that I'm going to play is Ain't That Good News by Sam Cooke. And this song in particular has a little story. When I was just about to come back to the U.S. from Palestine, I was in Ramallah for a week, just kind of hanging out and biding my time due to some unfortunate circumstances with the Israeli Defense Forces, who decided it would be a good idea to arrest me. Anyway, so this song really got me through that week and made me feel incredibly close to DJ Abracadabra. And basically just kind of made me feel good about coming back home. So this is Ain't That Good News by Sam Cooke.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news, man, ain't that news. I got a letter just the other day telling me that she was on her way and she wanted me to meet her at the station. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. In the letter she told me she still loved me. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. In the letter she told me she loved me. Ain't that news, man, ain't that news. She said she's sorry that she left, found out she don't want nobody else. Said she wants me all to herself. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Yurt Radio, Sonic Shredding in the Postmodern. This is DJ Abracadabra. I'm here with DJ Calavera. As DJ Calavera mentioned earlier this week, our theme is basically how we are in love with each other and going to get married next summer. And one thing that I've found really adorable these last couple weeks is that in the middle of the night, I've been getting woken up by DJ Calavera, the you know, hardened activist, street weathered activist that he is, waking me up in the middle of the night to show me different wedding tumblers that he's been following. I did get woken up the other night to look at some save the date cards.
That is entirely true. Nights when I cannot sleep and DJ Abracadabra can sleep, I have been roaming the internet trying to find the cutest things for the wedding. That's a total public admission right now for whoever's listening.
So, and me being the gender studies radical feminist that I am, I thought there would never be in a million years I would ever engage in such a patriarchal institution as the American wedding. But here I am, getting married. I'm totally happy about it. So.
Look at that. Okay, so coming up next is We Looked Like Giants by Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, the last song was also... Beauty by the Shivers.
Thank you.
second show, still getting used to the soundboard here. So welcome back. This is the Yurt Radio. You're listening to Sonic Shredding in the Postmodern. You just listened to Boy with a Coin by Iron and Wine. And that song, I think, as we were saying before, this week, all of the songs that we're playing have a particular meaning to the time that we were both away for fall semester. And Boy with a Coin was the first song that DJ Abracadabra had on a mix for me that she gave before I left for Palestine. And so that song was the first one I heard whenever I turned on the mix on my iPod. And so it just so happens that I listened to that song probably the most out of all of them. And before I went to nearly every demonstration on Friday in the West Bank, I listened to that song. When I was going on a tour of some of the settlements in the West Bank, I listened to that song on the radio. So in many ways, that song became very calming for me as well, and very much appreciated that it was on the mix. DJ Abracadabra is on her way out, as we said before, but she's going to play one more song and say her goodbyes to all of our fellow listeners, which I'm sure there's probably thousands by this point, so.
So this is my last song, and I'm sad to go, but I need to reserve seats to see Peggy Shaw, which all of you should be heading to the Red Barn at 8 p.m. to do. But I just wanted to play one final song before I go. This song is by The Tallest Man on Earth, and it is called Where Do My Bluebirds Fly?
Literally the tallest man on earth. That's not even hyperbole or anything. Interesting fact. Thank you. to Sonic Shredding in the Postmodern. My name is DJ Calavera, and my co-partner DJ Abracadabra has already left for the Peggy Shaw performance in the Red Barn in about 20 minutes. So if you are not going to Hampfest tonight, you should start walking, get bundled up, and head down to the Red Barn. It's sure to be a good night. With that, this is my last song for the evening. Prior to this, you were listening to I'll Catch You by the Get Up Kids and Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye. So after this song, I'm done here for the night. But before I do that, I want to give two or three shout-outs, rather. One to Anna, one to my mom and dad in Connecticut. Thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate the support. So this is the last song, and it's called Move by S. Carey. Have a good night. Once again, you're listening to The Yurt Radio. This is Sonic Shredding in the Postmodern, and you can catch us every week, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thanks.